these halachim in Shulchan Aruch in Kafkaf Nun Aleph that it's good to be careful about saying Shachtianu during the 3 weeks. Tov li zar milomar Shachtianu bein hamitzarim. It's a very strange formulation. You know, if you're not supposed to say Shachtianu, say that it's also to say Shachtianu. The fact of the matter is that it's a little more complicated than that, because already in the Shulchan Aruch we find certain kulos. For example, we find the kula, let's say, it's not really so practical anymore because we have fruits year-round, but let's say you have a pre-chadash that you're not going to be able to get after the period of Bein HaMitzarim, so they make up for that situation. And the Shulchan Aruch already notes, and this discussed amongst many of the primary achronim, which is that on Shabbos there are those who are mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan comes down to the side. He says that before Rosh Chodesh we can be mekel across the board, and when it comes to after Rosh Chodesh we can be machmir even on Shabbos. So this doesn't really fit the pattern. If you can't say Shachianu, so what difference does it make if it's Shabbos, right? Avelus applies on Shabbos just the same. This wouldn't be Avelus before Hasim reciting a Shachianu. You know, if you're really not allowed to say a Shachianu, so just because I don't know, you know, you got a new pomegranate or whatever it is, you're not allowed to say Shachianu. So the Aruch HaShulchan is a major contribution to this discussion. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that when it comes to, you know, different practices that we have, Bein HaMitzarim, it's not always a Din and Avelus. And frankly, this can't be, because we all know the Gemara tells us that an Avel actually can say Shachianu. Now, in practice, we try to avoid situations where an Avel is going to have to say Shachianu, you know, getting new clothes and the like, and we try to avoid these kinds of situations. But in theory, an Avel can say Shachianu even after learning of the passing of a close relative. In fact, the Gemara discussed the case. A person finds out that, let's say, his father has passed away, so they're mechuyev, obviously, to say a dayan ha-emes, and at the very same moment, if they're the sole inheritor, or let's say that the other people aren't going to benefit, in which case it would be a tov ha-meitiv, so you would say a Shachianu. So there's no stira, there's no paradox or mutual exclusivity between being in Avelos and reciting the Shachianu. So what's motivating this halach? What's this tov li zarim lomer Shachianu bein HaMitzarim? It's not really a product of Avelos. So the Aruch HaShulchan says there's a different category that's going on here. And that category is called Pur Anus. That this is a time which is a tragic time. And as such, because it's a zman of Puranos, so how can you possibly say, Shachianu v'kiyimanu v'hikiyanu lasman hazeh? You're literally in the worst time of year when so many tragedies with all the Jewish people. Chamisha dvar miras avoseinu b'shivasar b'tamuz, v'chamisha dvar miras avoseinu b'tishabav. So it's not a function of Avelos, it's a function of Puranos. So that explains, I think, materially, why we could contemplate being lenient on Shabbos. Again, in practice, maybe we're not going to be lenient on Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh. Because the whole institution of Shabbos, right, not only is it not a zman of Puranos, but if we really think about Shabbos, what does it reflect? It reflects the bond between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Beinu vein bnei Yisrael, os hi liolam. The single word that we add to our liturgy on Shabbos is always be'ahava. Right, Mikra Kodesh, when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall out together. So you're not going to be reflecting on themes of Pur Anos on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time where we talk about the special bond that exists between God and the Jewish people. Nachrish Shabbos Chayav Nisa. It's exclusive to the Jewish people. Shabbos is Shkula Kenei Kol Mitzvah Shemadora. So Shabbos may actually serve as a counterweight, not to Avelos, because Avelos can exist on Shabbos, but it can certainly serve as a counterweight when it comes to the framework of Pur Anos. And as such, right, the formulation, this is the question that we started with, of the Mechaber is actually very meduyak. The Mechaber doesn't say that it's aser to say Shachianu, but he says, totally zar, it's good to be mindful that in general it's a zman of Puranos, but we are going to accept that in certain situations a person may need to recite a Shachianu. For example, right, as is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch itself, right, let's say it's in the context of a mitzvah, let's say a Pidyon HaBen, or in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in the context of a bris milah, right? So that the person isn't prohibited from saying a Shachianu. And for that individual, maybe it's not as man Puranos if they're doing a pidyon haben or a bris milah, or as we talked about in Shabbos. And it's very hard for us to relate to, you know, we got our Julio's market, or if you prefer Julio's, whatever you call it, right? When there's a machokis around town, what the proper pronunciation really is. But, you know, if you got your new fruit, you know, back in the times when getting a new fruit was a very rare thing. that a person would have such a thing. So for you, there's a simcha that comes with that. And the general zahiras that we would have in terms of reciting the Shachianu, you know, is not relevant to such a situation. So again, Yerach HaShulchan broke conceptual ground here by noting that this is not a product of Avelos. Fundamentally, an Avel can say a Shachianu, but rather it is the sole product of the Zman of Puranos, Hein Le'inyan Shabbos, Hein Le'inyan Mitzvah, Hein Le'inyan Pichadash. We can imagine very relevant kulos across all of those cases.